Your goal should scare you a little and excite you a lot. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we listen in as the great Brian Tracy talks with us about how to stay motivated and focused. Enjoy.
We've all had situations where during the day nothing seems to get done, no matter how good our intentions are. Those days that seem to stretch on forever from the minute your morning alarm begins beeping away until the moment you finally turn out the lights and fall into bed, wondering how such a long day could still leave you feeling so unfulfilled. The cause of our sudden slumps may be related to stress at work, difficulties in our personal lives, and illness or injury, financial issues, or even just a lot of small mistakes or mishaps that have added up to a lasting feeling of demotivation that only becomes harder and harder to shake. When we lose the drive to propel ourselves forward and get lost in self-doubt or procrastination, which often go together, or uncertainty, it can quickly begin to feel like there's no way to get back on track again. Fortunately, this does not have to be the case. There are a lot of different paths that can lead you back to being your very best self with the motivation to keep moving through any situation life hands you, good or bad. If you're dealing with a lack of motivation, find it again with these 3 techniques. First of all, identify your inspirations. A great way to jumpstart your waning drive or enthusiasm for something you need or want to accomplish is to actively seek out something that inspires you. This is honestly one of the easiest ways there is to rediscover the spark of your ambition, and it's because you probably already know where to start. Your personal inspiration can be just about anything. A song that makes you feel great every time you hear it, a set of inspirational quotes that feels like they had to have been written just for you, that card your parents gave you after graduation that lists all of the reasons that they're proud of you. Anything at all, as long as it stimulates you and brings you back to the mindset of confidence and determination, it can get your juices flowing again. You can even read a quote book of motivational quotes and it'll get you pumped up. Next, open up to others. It can sometimes be very helpful to remind yourself that you are definitely not the only person to ever find yourself in a slump. Even the most energetic go-getter that you know has had their share of bad days. They just may not have mentioned them to you. It's an unfortunate fact that many of us have a tendency to downplay our hard times when, more often than not, it can do a great deal of good to open up to our trusted friends or family members about our struggles. Acknowledging your current lack of motivation and explaining it to someone with a sympathetic ear can make a world of difference and often results in valuable advice or a new perspective on your situation. As an added bonus, your openness may also give them an opportunity to do the same, to open up to you. Just don't forget to show gratitude to anyone who is kind enough to be your sounding board and return the favor if they ever need it. Ask people, what's the biggest problem you're facing today, and what's the biggest lesson that you can learn from your biggest problem? And change the whole focus of the conversation. Now, third, move past mediocrity. One of the most common causes of motivational burnout can come when we allow ourselves to coast by on the bare minimum of effort required to do whatever it is we need to do. If you find yourself completing tasks on autopilot, stop what you're doing and acknowledge it. Think about all of the ways that you could add a new, more challenging layer to anything you need to do, from completing a mundane task at work to cooking a meal. When you focus on what you need to do, consider the process you've been following and look for ways to do things more efficiently. Are there any gaps in your knowledge about what you're trying to accomplish? Take the extra step and learn something new, then apply it to the task at hand. Push yourself to a new level. Simply committing to improving your efforts and then striving to do anything you set out to do as well as you possibly can, and do it every time, will not only be a much more rewarding and interesting experience, it will also produce results that you can be proud of. You can accomplish virtually anything if you want it badly enough and if you're willing to work long enough and hard enough to get it.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.